Welcome and Shabbat blessings to all the dear family that is joining us in the room. And for those that are listening on the phone, we want to welcome you on this blessed Shabbat day. And for the dear souls that will be listening to this recording on a later day, we also want to welcome everyone on this Shabbat, August 16, 2014. We are still reading from Desire Ages, chapter 17, Nicodemus, part 3. This is lesson number 89 of our children's storybook. We will begin with opening song. It's a hymnal entitled Savior Teach Me Day by Day. Savior, teach me day by day, love's sweet lesson to obey. Sweeter lesson cannot be, loving Him who first loved me. In a childlike heart of love, had thy bidding may I move, from to serve and follow thee, loving him who first loved me. Teach me of thy steps to train, strong to follow in thy grace, learning how to love from thee, loving him who first loved me. Love in loving finds employ, in obedience offer joy, ever knew that joy will be loving him who first loved me. Thus may I rejoice to show that I feel the love I owe. Bring into thy face I see of his love who first loved me. Of his love who first loved me. Welcome to all the dear ones that are just joining us in the room. We will begin with opening prayer.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. If we could all bow our knees before God in our hearts and also our minds and our souls. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to enter into your Sabbath rest, dear Father God. Thank you for bringing us through another week. Thank you for giving us life through you, and for giving us the strength when ours failed. Lord, I pray that you will bless each and every one of us that are here today, and for those that are listening on the phone, and for those that will be listening to the recording at a later time, and for all those that are listening on the radio as well, dear Father God, I pray that you bless each and every one of us wherever we are. You know us by name and by everything else, dear Father God. I pray that you be with us, open up our eyes and our ears so that we may receive wondrous things out of your word of truth, dear Father God, I pray. Please be with the speakers. Please continue to be with everyone that is in the chat room today. And for those who will be participating and for those that are just listening and are here with us, thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. In no other name but Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We will begin with the opening scripture of our study, and it's taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 6 from the King James Version, and it reads, But we are all as unclean things, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as leaves, and our iniquity, like the wind, have taken us away. This week, boys and girls, we will end our study with part 3 of our lesson entitled Nicodemus in our study book. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Psalms 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Amen.
Romans chapter 8:3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of the sinful flesh, and for the sin to condemn sin in the flesh. Acts 4:12. Neither there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under the heavens given among men, whereby we must be saved. Amen.
Acts chapter 5, verse 31. Him had God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. Amen.
John 1:29. The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and saying, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Psalm 48. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart.
Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our book, Desire Ages. Chapter 17, we will be discussing the pages 173 through 177. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, go below.
Desire of Ages, page 173. The Jews whom Jesus had driven from the temple claimed to be children of Abraham, but they fled from the Savior's presence because they could not endure the glory of God which was manifested in him. Thus they gave evidence that they were not fitted by the grace of God to participate in the sacred service of the temple. They were zealous to maintain an appearance of holiness, but they neglected holiness of heart. While they were sticklers for the letter of the law, they were constantly violating its spirit. Their great need was that very change which Christ had been explaining to Nicodemus. A new moral birth, a cleansing from sin, and renewing of knowledge and holiness. Desire of Ages, page 173, paragraph 6. There was no excuse for the blindness of Israel in regard to the work of regeneration. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Isaiah had written, "We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags."
Desire of Ages, page 174. David had prayed, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And through Ezekiel, the promise had been given, "A new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I put it within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and create you to walk in my statutes." Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, Psalms 51:10, Ezekiel 36:26-27. Desire of Ages, page 174, paragraph 1.
Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through Isaiah's writing, what is all our righteousness as? And what was David's prayer, as well as words to Ezekiel? was the promise that had been given by God for our instruction into righteousness. If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is filthy rags and to create in me a clean heart. O God, and renew a right spirit within me. As well as a new heart, also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's keep these two memory verses from our study in our hearts, dear ones. It's very important because the Lord had gave us a promise and he also gave us a way. In Psalm 51:10 from the King James Version, the prayer of David is a comfort for all of us. But whenever we do feel that we have sinned against God, we can come boldly to the throne of grace and ask God to create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. And there is a promise that the Savior has left us in Ezekiel 36:27, where he says that a new heart also will give you, and a new spirit will he put within you, and he will take away the stony heart out of our flesh, and he will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. These are the promises and also the comfort that the Lord has given us as believers. But just to keep it as a memory, we're also going to sing it so it will be able to remain as well. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Now the promise of the Savior in song is, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And I will add, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. And they shall know that I am the Lord. What a blessed promise that the Lord has saved. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up, welcome to all the dear ones that are just joining.
Desire of Ages, page 174. Nicodemus had read this scripture with the clouded mind, but he now began to comprehend the meaning. He saw that the most rigid obedience to the mere letter of the law as applied to the outward life could entitle no man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. In this estimation of man, his life had been just a honorable, but in the presence of Christ, he felt that his heart was unclean and his life unholy. This averages 174, paragraph 2. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 174. Nicodemus was being drawn to Christ. As the Savior explained to him concerning the new birth, He longed to have this change wrought in himself. By what means could it be accomplished? Jesus answered the unspoken question. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 174, paragraph 3. Here was the ground which Nicodemus was familiar. The symbol of the uplifted serpent made plain to him the Savior's mission. When the people of Israel were dying from the sting of the fiery serpents, God directed Moses to make a serpent of brass and place it on high in the midst of the congregation. Then the word was sounded throughout the encampment that all who would look upon the serpent should live. The people well knew that in itself the serpent had no power to help them. It was a symbol of Christ. As the image was made, as the image made in the likeness of the destroying serpents were lifted up for their healing, so one made in the likeness of sinful flesh was to be their redeemer. Romans chapter 8 verse 3. Many of the Israelites regarded the sacrificial service as having itself virtue to set them free from sin. God desired to teach them that it had no more value than that serpent of brass. It was to lead their minds to the Savior. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 174. Whether for the healing of their wounds or for the pondering of their sins, they could do nothing for themselves but show their faith in the gifts of God. They were to look at and live. Desire of Ages, page 174, paragraph 4. Those who have been bitten by this serpent might be delayed to look. They might have questioned how they could be efficient in the raven symbol. They might have demanded a significant explanation, a scientific explanation, but no explanation was given.
Question, boys and girls. As the Savior explained to Nicodemus concerning the new birth, he longed to have this change brought in himself. But what means could it be accomplished? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up, little ones.
The answer is, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so much, the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this scripture song is taken from John chapter 3:16 from the King James Version. If any one of the dear family would like to sing the song, bubble up.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but will have everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 175. They must accept the word of God to them through Moses to refuse to what was to perish. Not through controversy and discussion and soul enlightened, you must look and live. Nicodemus received the lesson and carried it with him. He searched the scriptures in a new way, not for the discussion of a theory, but in order to see life from the soul. He began to see the kingdom of heaven as he submitted himself to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Desire of Ages, page 175. There are thousands today who need to learn the same truth that was taught to Nicodemus by the uplifted serpent. They depend on their obedience to the law of God to commend them to his favor. When they are bidden to look to Jesus and believe that he saves them solely through his grace, They exclaim, "How can these things be?" Desire of Ages, page 175, paragraph 3.
Good job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. How did Nicodemus receive the lesson and carry it with him, not from the discussion of a theory? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, voila.
The answer is he fetched the scriptures from the New Law, not through controversy and discussion, but in order to receive life for the soul to be enlightened.
Amen. What a blessed hope they have left for us. We can go into the scripture and study for ourselves to be able to see what thus the Lord says to each individual. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming in the room. We are still in Desire of Ages, page 175. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 175. Like Nicodemus, we must be willing to enter into life in the same way as the chief of sinners. Then Christ, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Through faith we receive the grace of God, but faith is not our Savior. It earns nothing. It is the hand by which we lay hold upon Christ and appropriate His merits, the remedy for sin. And we cannot even repent without the aid of the Spirit of God. The scripture says of Christ, Him had God exalted with His right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. Acts chapter 5, verse 31. Repentance comes from Christ as truly as does pardon. Desire of Ages, page 175, paragraph 4. How then are we to be saved? As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man has been lifted up, and everyone who has been deceived and bitten by the serpent may look and live. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 29.
Desire of Ages, page 175. The light shining from a cross reveals the love of God. His love is drawing us to Himself. If we do not resist this drawing, we shall be led to the foot of the cross in repentance for the sins that have crucified our Savior. Then the Spirit of God through faith produces a new life in the soul. The thought and desires are brought by obedience to the will of Christ. The heart, the mind, and are created in the new image of Him who works in us to subdue all things to Himself.
Desire is in this table and is in the heart. Then the law of God is written in the mind and heart, and we can say with Christ, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Psalm 48. In the interview with Nicodemus, Jesus unfolded the plan of salvation and His mission to the world. In none of His subsequent discourses did He explain so fully, step by step, the work necessary to be done in the hearts of all who will inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Is there any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved than Jesus of Nazareth? And can we repent of ourselves without divine power? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up, little ones.
The answer is no. Through faith we receive the grace of God. But faith is not our Savior. It is nothing. It is the hand by which we lay hold upon Christ and appropriate His merits, the remedy for sin. And we cannot even repent without the aid of the Spirit of God. Repentance comes from Christ as truly as does pardon.
Desire Rages, page 176. At the very beginning of His ministry, He opened the truth to a member of the Sanhedrin, to the mind that was most receptive, and to an appointed teacher of the people. But the leaders of Israel did not welcome the light. Nicodemus hid the truth in his heart, and for 3 years there was little apparent fruit. But Jesus was acquainted with the souls which he cast to sea. The words spoken at night to one listener in the lonely mountain were not lost.
Desire of Ages, page 176. For a time, Nicodemus did not publicly acknowledge Christ, but he watched his life and pondered his teachings. In the Sanhedrin, the council, he repeatedly thwarted the schemes of the priests to destroy him. When at last Jesus was lifted up on the cross, Nicodemus remembered the teaching upon Olivet. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The light from that secret interview illumined the cross upon Calvary, and Nicodemus saw in Jesus the world's Redeemer. Desire of Ages, page 176, paragraph 2. After the Lord's ascension, when the disciples were scattered by persecution, Nicodemus came boldly to the front. He employed his wealth in sustaining the infant church that the Jews had expected to be blotted out at the death of Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Boys and girls, question. What event in Jesus' life illuminated Nicodemus' mind with the light from that secret interview with our Savior? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is because upon Calvary he saw the fulfillment as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And Nicodemus saw in Jesus the world's Redeemer.
Desire of Ages, page 177. In the time of peril, he who had been so cautious in questioning was firm as a rock, encouraging the faith of the disciples and furnishing means to carry forward the work of the gospel. He was scorned and persecuted by those who had paid him reverence in other days. He became poor in this world's goods, yet he faltered not in the faith which its beginning in that conference with Jesus. Desire of Ages, page 177, paragraph 1. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 177. Nicodemus revealed to John the story of that interview by his pen. It was recorded for the instruction of millions. The two dear thoughts are as important today as they were on that solemn night in the Sharoli Mountain, when the Jewish ruler came to learn the way of life from the lowly teacher of Galilee. Desire Ages 177, paragraph 2. Amen.
What a blessed lesson that we got with chapter 17. The same gospel that was preached to them was also the same that it was preached to us. We can go boldly to the throne of grace and ask God whenever we do need to be able to know about his ways. So, dear ones, this week, we just finished chapter 17. So next week, we will begin a new chapter in our study entitled, We Must Increase, in our lesson book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear ones, mommy, daddy, little ones, would like.
Father, thank you for this gift. Have a special day. I thank you for this gift. Focus on this one time we have a special day. I thank you for helping us be able to be having a blessed Sabbath. Let us be able to keep us in our hearts and our minds and always to be show mercy and kindness to each other. If you saw for us sometimes you'll be in the beginning and you are in the past or we're doing it right now. If you the first also, I pray you to help this little world be able to be changed. That it may be able to be sinful and less able to give our life praise to you because you're the one who made us and gave us a purpose. It's that we may be able to be helping others that you may be able to understand. This is my friend, he's the best one of you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, August 23, 2014, will be a new one, which is chapter 18, entitled He Must Increase. We would like to thank all the dear family that participated in the reading and also during the children's Sabbath school lesson. We hope and pray that all of you all were blessed. And for those that are listening on the phone, we have just come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And we hope that you will have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. We have made children activity for the children to continue on to learn a little bit more of what they have learned today. And may they enjoy all the activity and get familiar with the words. May you all have a blessed Sabbath and the rest of the day. God bless everyone.